2062.
We started doing this whole thing during Carnival, because after Carnival you start reducing to like eat meat or something or sweets.
Carnival can be a crazy time of year in this part of Germany. There are vibrant costumes and wild parades, and when it's all over, Lent begins. During the six-week period, many people give up certain luxuries like chocolate, pizza, TV or Facebook. Well, last year, Lisa Teuber and Lena Janke decided to do something different. They gave up plastic bags.
I love the beach and I hate seeing plastic bags and all kind of plastic at my beach when I want to swim. And that's my motivation. I want to see a clean world and not full of plastic.
It's like a challenge for me to try to not use any plastic bags right now. They're very damaging for the nature, of course, because in our seas there are huge areas of plastic bags. Here we try to create an awareness for how plastic bags are damaging our environment.
Lena is 19 and Lisa is 18. They're volunteers with a public awareness campaign in Bonn called Plastic Tüte, Nein Danke, or Plastic Bags, No Thank You. They want to persuade more customers to bring reusable bags when they go shopping. Around 5.3 billion plastic bags are used in Germany each year, according to the environmental organisation Deutsche Umwelthilfe. That's about 10,000 every minute. In some shops, especially grocery stores, customers even have to pay extra for a plastic bag. Lena says many people are oblivious to how much they waste.
It's very difficult to change the society because everybody is so obsessed of consumption and everything, so it's very hard to change the mind of the people right now because they have the bad habits to take a plastic bag whenever they can or whenever they don't have any other bag.
The two school students regularly man information stalls in the city centre. They give out reusable cotton bags and talk to shoppers and business owners about using less plastic. Lisa has even written a song about it.
We're not trying to forbid them to use them, but we're just trying to make people be aware of how dangerous this whole stuff is. Also, we want the production to be reduced. They make tons of plastic bags and they're being used, and some people just throw them away after one use.
Plastic bags are a major source of litter in Europe. The average European uses around 200 each year. Shoppers in Germany fare pretty well in comparison. They only use around 70 bags each per year and are often prepared when they buy groceries, like these shoppers.
I use recyclable bags, just, I don't know, regular backpack.
Yeah, I try, like, don't use plastic bags like this. It's made out of cotton, but if I buy fruits or stuff, they are usually in the small plastic bags.
Yes, today I forgot, but normally I do. I try to, because it's just useless to have more and more plastic bags.
I bought my own bag today. It costs a lot of money, so you buy every plastic bag, and so I bought my own.
Lisa and Lena have an ambitious goal. They want to make Bonn the first plastic bag-free city in Germany. Lena knows it's a tall order.
We try to convince the city Bonn to be the first city without plastic bags in Germany, but it's a long way until we succeed there. But of course, we try to convince the shop owners to reduce plastic bags or to just offer no plastic bag. But some of them said they don't want to offer plastic bag, but it's just not possible because they are very cheap and other bags are much more expensive, so they don't really have a very good alternative.
Uwe Stefan, the general manager of the Regional Retail Association, says many businesses already give customers the option of buying recycled bags or cotton bags instead of plastic. But it's a two-way street.
Händler handeln, damit sie Geld verdienen.
Retailers are in business to earn money, make sales and turn a profit, and so of course they have to consider the cost. But apart from that, it's always a question of what the customer wants. The retailer responds to the customer. And if the customer would like to have a bag, depending on what it is they're buying, then the retailer offers them a bag.
Late last year, the European Commission proposed measures to drastically reduce plastic bag use across the EU, including getting member states to set targets, charge a compulsory fee for plastic bags, or impose an outright ban. Some shops in Germany already charge for plastic bags, but Lena thinks more shops should follow suit. In Ireland, for example, a 22-cent charge per plastic bag has already resulted in a 90% drop in bag consumption.
Ireland is very successful right now because they have a fee to plastic bags, so they really reduce the amount of plastic bags used there. So I think that's an example which Germany hopefully follows in the next year.
But Stefan believes there are other ways to curb waste.
We oppose a compulsory levy on plastic bags in Germany because a more effective and environmentally friendly way would be to use the recycling system that already works well here. That would be a better way to handle the problem.
Many shoppers that I speak to outside a supermarket here in Bonn have mixed feelings about the prospect of a crackdown on plastic bags.
I think people would be pissed. I can imagine that because I was in a store where people had to buy the plastic bags. It was really expensive because they were trying to change people's mindsets.
I think what concerns grocery shopping, it could work. But if you look at shopping for clothes or something, it's really difficult because we have these huge companies here like H&M. You can't tell them not to use plastic bags.
If you are really looking for a good solution, it's better to ban it and to make sure that there are no plastic bags, and then everybody will change his or her thinking.
I don't think that people won't use plastic bags if you make them more expensive. I think they always will kind of depend on that or just don't pay attention to it.
Lisa and Lena know change takes time, and Bonn won't become a plastic bag-free city anytime soon. But they're hoping that gradually customers will start to think twice about what their shopping bags are made of.
Some people just try to tell us that it's useless doing all this stuff. But we didn't care. We just try to tell them, and if they don't want to listen, we will try to tell them another way.
We try to focus on the people's mind because that's really where we can change something that stays the focus of our work.
This is Natalie Muller for DW in Bonn.